The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea. The Wild West.
Joining me now in the studio is the West Online's Kate Phillips. G'day, Kate.
Hello, how you going?
I'm doing really good. And it is a red letter day for tree huggers.
It is. They'll be very happy. So logging has been banned in WA. Well, it will be. So end of 2023, start of 2024.
Which is, it's amazing. It's an amazing announcement by the Premier today because it's normally when you see, you know, anything to do with climate change or, you know, emissions, that sort of stuff, it's like, oh, yeah, we're going to do this by 2035 or something like that. But this is, you know, in a couple of years' time.
It is. It's a really close target and it's a historic move. And it's a good one. I mean, it's going to protect the environment. I guess it will be hard for that area. You know, it's a huge sort of logging industry down that way. But part of the plan, there's a big plan that's going to be rolled out, is to look after the workers as well and help transition them. So, yeah.
Yeah, and that, I guess it remains to be seen how that's going to happen because I think it'll, this move to preserve, I think it's, what is it, some huge amount. Let me just look this up here. Some huge amount, 400,000 hectares of Karri, Jarra and Wandoo forests will be protected and a total of 2 million hectares of native forests, which is really just astonishing. It'll cost, they reckon, 400 timber industry jobs and they're going to spend $50 million on helping those workers transition into new employment. I guess we'll have to wait and see what that might include. And they're also going to spend, like, it's no small amount of money, $350 million on plantation timber. So pine trees, I believe.
Yeah, and that's right. And I think that'll help create some of the jobs as well and you know, keep those people protected because it's, yeah, it's a big move and
it's
a good move.
And it's almost at the end of an era. I don't know if you can farm Jarra at all, but it's like, what house in WA doesn't have Jarra floorboards?
I know, particularly in the hills. I'm in the hills and pretty much every house, or it's in some sort of, you know, form across the home.
Yeah, across the home, exactly. So it could be a thing of the past, which is it's sad in a way because it is such a beautiful wood. But, you know, I think protecting those native forests, which are, you know, they're also tourism draw cards.
They are. And that's probably the bigger, bigger industry that they're looking after down there as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think it's a really big move on behalf of the state government there, an environmental move, and sort of confirming their credentials, I guess. Are they the greenest state government in Australia?
Oh, look, they'd probably be starting to get up there with all the lithium.
Yeah, all the hydrogen and all that stuff. Ah, well, good stuff. Good to be a West Aussie.